kept her coins in a small change
box.
Okay. Now, let's see, she kept them in something else that was sort of flexible that she might carry around in her pocketbook. You'd call it a change.
Change pocketbook?
Well, that's another word for it. But now, what's another word that means pocketbook?
Purse.
Okay, fine. Will you say it again?
Purse.
Okay. A female goat is sometimes called a nanny goat, and a male goat is called a
billy.
Okay. What animal was it that Little Red Riding Hood met in the forest?
A wolf.
The place where a lot of corn is grown is called a corn
field.
We planted some turnips and some lettuce in the
garden.
The holiday in late November when we eat turkey and dressing is called
Thanksgiving.
A highway is made out of
concrete, I guess, for a highway.
One of the states that's north of Georgia, the state where Nashville and Chattanooga are, is what state?
I believe you said them, though, didn't you? North Carolina, Tennessee? Be north of us, wouldn't it?
If a person is in trouble, you would try to what him? You try to?
Try to help him.
If a person wants to go to heaven, he has to follow the straight and
narrow way.
I'd like to help you, but I just
can't.
Another name for an automobile is a
car.
My mother might say to me, this man is your uncle, and his wife is
your aunt.
Before birds lay their eggs, they build
nest.
Children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at
desk.
Before a boy fights, he might clench up both his
fist.
A small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime, that stings and draws blood, is called a
mosquito.
On a beautiful day, you might look up in the sky and say, oh, what a lovely day. There's not a single
cloud.
Right now, we are sitting inside your
house.
If a small troublesome animal was getting your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what kind of animal it was, what general word could you use to refer to it? You might say, I'm going to get my shotgun and go get rid of that
dog, I guess, or
well, I suppose you didn't know whether it was a dog or what it was, but you just knew that something was getting your chickens. Could you, is there a general word you might call it?
I don't know.
Well, have you ever heard people call animals varmints?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Okay, well, would you say
that kill that varmint or something like that.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard people use that word to refer to other people?
No, I don't know. Okay.
Well, now, what kind of animal could it be? If somebody said a varmint's been getting my chickens, what kind of animal?
Well, there's possums catch them and your chickens. That's what we was talking about,
yeah,
the chicken room. And then there's dogs that catch chickens. There's several different things, and minks are bad to catch chickens.
Okay. What do you call a little animal? It's a kind of a fish, really, I guess, that lives in the ocean, and it grows to be about that long. And when you cook it, it turns pink and it curls up like that.
Honey, I wouldn't know, because I never have.
Well, now, these things, you can't get these things frozen in the grocery store.
It wouldn't be shrimp, would
yeah,
it?
That's exactly it.
If you don't want a wool sweater to draw up when you wash it, you have to use cool water, because hot water will make wool
draw up.
And what's another word for draw up? That sounds sort of like shrimp.
Well, I might not say it, but I can't exactly say it. It just draws up, though, and that's about all the way I know.
Well, would you ever say it shrinks up?
Yes, that's right.
What would you say?
Say it shrinks up.
Okay.